Hey, Kathy, welcome to the program. What have you got for us today in the realm of farm and food issues?
It's a program that was enacted by the U.S. government in 2022 that, frankly, I know of the concept, but I had never before heard of the program. It's called Food is Medicine.
So during the Biden administration?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and that was, according to the Office of Disease Prevention and Health Promotion, it says, Food is Medicine focuses on integrating consistent access to diet and nutrition-related resources, and it's a critical component to achieve the goal of health in people across the U.S.
Okay, so food is medicine?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
one aspect of that might be allowing doctors to prescribe a particular diet as opposed to a particular medicine.
Can't doctors do that anyhow?
They can, but having insurance help pay for it through maybe reimbursement for some of the foods that are healthier and do tend to cost more.
I'm surprised that we haven't heard of this before. I've never heard any discussion about it.
Well, I only became aware of it because I just chanced upon a Rockefeller report about how the Food is Medicine program is really helping with the farm-to-table movement and local food production, but that's not what we want to focus on today. I just wanted people and wanted myself to be more aware of it and understand some of the kind of benefits that are perceived or some of the negative aspects.
Do we know how much money's been appropriated for
it? I don't have that figure in front of me.
And I imagine that, I imagine that the Trump administration may be somewhat divided on this. Certainly Donald Trump's favorite food is burgers and fries, I think. And then you've got RFK, who Trump has told to go wild.
He eats
on both vaccines and on food.
And he eats meat and ferments
whatever that
seems.
Is.
But
I would think overall RFK would support any effort to create access to healthier food.
Unfortunately, despite his probably lip service to the program and believing that people need to, saying he believes that people need to eat healthier, he has also been supportive of, or at least not objecting to, cuts to food assistance programs, to Medicaid, just to the
SNAP
programs that help
programs,
people stay
right.
healthy. So some of the advantages, just viewed in general by experts, of the Food is Medicine program are, for instance, dietary habits are significantly correlated with physical, mental, and emotional health. So a national focus on healthy eating can educate and inspire individuals to take better care of themselves through healthy diets, which is
good. And this has been a conversation forever.
Mm-hmm.
And yet we still subsidize the wrong foods.
Mm-hmm. Well, another perceived benefit is that the focus can drive needed attention to food insecure individuals and try to help neighborhoods and communities that are food desert oriented. Some studies have shown that Food is Medicine programs have reduced health care costs in targeted populations. And that's why I think many of us have not necessarily heard of it. We know of the concept, Food is Medicine. I first heard that from Indigenous friends and kind of had that concept growing up as well. We didn't call it that. But the program had targeted audiences and targeted neighborhoods where programs were initiated. The reason many of us may not have heard of this is that it's possible we don't have programs by the Food is Medicine initiative in our neighborhood. So it is very targeted, although the focus on it has helped reduce healthcare costs in some of the targeted populations. Mm-hmm. So that shows promise. Also, focus on local foods has proven really valuable to small and medium-sized food producers. So those are some of the benefits that are cited.
And did you come across any of the criticisms in your research of this?
Yeah, very briefly, some people worry that focusing on food as medicine might mislead individuals into believing that all medical issues can be prevented or resolved without safe and scientifically sound medicine and medical treatment. So food as medicine cannot be a panacea for all illnesses,
right,
as much as we know.
Well, interesting stuff, Kathy. Thank you. And I wonder if Tang will be on the list of food that can be taken as medicine when Charles ends up on the moon. And I'm looking for a good drink. Since he doesn't drink alcohol or coffee or tea, maybe he'll settle for Tang.
And Tang comes in powder form, so it lasts longer.
All right. Hey, thanks, Kathy.